This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several people being treated for injuries after they were slashed at a daycare center run out of a house in Queens, New York, early this morning. Police indicating there are at least six victims and a woman is in custody. The female suspect in her 50s was found hiding in the basement of the home with self-inflicted wounds to her wrist, according to police. They say none of the injuries is said to be life-threatening. No word on whether any of those injured were children. There's no motive known yet for why a 26-year-old woman shot and killed three people and wounded three others before killing herself at the Rite Aid Distribution Center in Aberdeen, Maryland yesterday. Harford County Executive Barry Glassman on the latest workplace shooting.
Which is becoming a too often occurrence, not only in Harford County, but in the country.
USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The California woman who's accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were teenagers will testify before a Senate committee if she's protected and the conditions are fair. That's what a lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford has told the Senate Judiciary Committee, telling the panel that Ford is willing to testify next Thursday. A hearing had been scheduled for Monday by the committee. Meanwhile, President Trump discusses his Supreme Court nominee at a Las Vegas rally last evening.
I'm not saying anything about anybody else, but I want to tell you that Brett Kavanaugh is one of the finest human beings you will ever have the privilege of knowing or meeting.
A student pilot accused of trying to steal an American Airlines passenger jet from a Florida airport yesterday. The 22-year-old hopped a barbed wire fence at Orlando Melbourne International. He was held by workers until police arrived. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The CDC's National Center for Health Statistics reporting death rates for Americans have increased in five of the 12 leading categories. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The report on mortality also examines when, why, and where Americans are dying. The latest figures show increases in five of the 12 leading causes, including injuries, Alzheimer's disease, suicide, chronic liver disease, as well as the life-threatening bloodstream poisoning condition known as septicemia. Another disturbing trend was the increase in the age-adjusted suicide rate, increasing by 23% from 2006 to 2016, up to 13.5 suicides for every 100,000. I'm John Clemens.
Officials in South Carolina say the worst flooding from Hurricane Florence in that state may be yet to come in some spots. Residents living near the South Carolina coast are preparing for a deluge of water as flooded rivers are starting to crest today there. North Carolina's rivers, well, most of them tended to crest yesterday. And starting today, you'll be able to freeze your credit for free. That's because Congress amended the Fair Credit Reporting Act to require reporting agencies to freeze these reports for no charge after last year's massive data breach at Equifax. Financial experts say freezing your credit reports is the best way to protect against identity theft. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all there waiting for you. Horace Cooper joins us now, a former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, co-chair of the Project 21 Advisory Board. Mr. Horace, how are you doing, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to come on the program.
Hey, always great to have you here. This mishandling of the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation is astounding to me. On all sides, I mean, you can look first at the Democrats who have been orchestrating this whole deal. And I guess, you know, what I was considering last night as I was presenting this and writing a commentary is the Democrats really don't care about the emotions and feelings of Dr. Ford, or maybe Dr. Ford doesn't care. Because the way this is being thrust about, this is being used totally for politics. I don't see it for anything else. Her attorneys are, you know, Democratic apparatchiks. They've supported Hillary Clinton in the past. I mean, this reeks. It's just such a mess, and it's brought the court of public opinion into play. And whenever you have the court of public opinion, Horace, as we've seen time and again, forget about due process and forget about innocent until proven guilty.
Well, absolutely. There's been a real push to shift the burden of responsibility for a claim as serious as the one that's being presented to the person who's accused, rather than to the person who's making the accusation.
Exactly.
It's truly, truly remarkable how a ephemeral claim that doesn't have a date, that doesn't have a location, doesn't have much specificity of any kind, has turned into a sufficiently delivered accusation that now says it's no longer the responsibility of the person who's brought this to say much more. It's now the job of the person who this was said about to come up with ways to disprove it. That's almost impossible.
Right. And this is a trap, isn't it, Horace? I mean, potentially for the GOP, if they make the wrong step in this whole thing, I mean, they've already, you've got, you know, the senator out of Hawaii making claims that, you know, it's all about the white men. They need to shut up and sit down. I mean, the stuff, the vitriol that's going with it, maybe, just maybe. I mean, you're the attorney. You know better. And I know that the FBI has already vetted Brett Kavanaugh 6 times. Maybe there needs to be an independent, something that somebody can do, and I've heard them say they could do this in a couple of days. Review this case. Don't let it come in front of these senators, because can you imagine, I mean, we've already gone through 3 days of an incredible circus already. I can't imagine Spartacus and Kamala Harris coming out and the kind of questions they're going to be asking.
Well, a couple things. There has been this attempt to explain away the reticence of the FBI to engage by suggesting that they were willing to do so during the Clarence Thomas confirmation. Here's the facts. The facts are that when at that point, Chairman Biden, the senator who was the chairman of the committee, received an anonymous list of information about allegations against Clarence Thomas, this was done well before any of the hearings had actually begun. He forwarded that information to the FBI. It is for that reason that they were able to include information about what had occurred with the senators before the hearings ever started. Nothing that the FBI uncovered resulted in a conversation worthy of any query with the nominee. What happened was, after the hearings were done, someone leaked this to the press. And that led to, quote, round two of the hearings. It is not the case that suddenly the FBI got involved at that point. The FBI had already investigated this and had already provided a summary, which is all that they did would do, is they would ask you a question under oath and then ask you if there were any other people who could also verify or validate, and they also would ask the potential nominee questions about the same thing. This request at this point is only being done as a delaying tactic, not a way to help the information. Our problem today is that the nomination process has gotten so partisan, we just don't have a group of people, 55 members in the Senate or more, who are prepared to say, let's adhere to some standard approaches
exactly
we have traditionally done. We don't have that now.
It's unhinged, and because it is, then you got Cory Booker threatening to release information that's, you know, supposedly, I mean, he doesn't, you know, this is how on top of his stuff he is. He didn't even know that it had already been approved for release, but he's threatening, you know, to be a maverick on his own and release this deal. And, you know, the fact that he even made that threat, I believe the Senate at large has to address this issue, and they have to address some of these other senators, the way they've conducted themselves. It's just been an embarrassment. But even worse, to your point there, Horace, is that there's no rule of law, in a sense, or procedure that would say, here's what's going on. See, to me, this is the takeaway, and this should have been resolved even after the Clarence Thomas Anita Hill experience, is that there are procedures when something like this happens, because And this comes, unfortunately, and it's obvious, it comes from one side versus the other. It is the Democrats that do this. And if we continue on this plane, and this seems to be the order of the day, then what's going to stop Republicans from doing the same thing?
Oh, this has been the example. See, now, I taught a class called the Modern Supreme Court Confirmation Process. And what I shared with my students at the time is that there has been a steady escalation of behavior. Cooper's Law, bad behavior begets bad behavior.
Yes.
After what was done with Robert Bork, we started to see on the side of Republicans a much more robust and engaged process of trying to define Supreme Court nominees. We used to have a relatively bipartisan process. The thought was the president who won got to have the lion's share of the say, and we only checked to see if the person was competent.
Yes.
And that led to significant bipartisan majority.
Well, certainly, and you look at, you know, what happened voting, you know, when you go back historically, let's just take Clarence Thomas forward. Clarence Thomas, of course, because of the controversies we discussed, the voting was 52-48. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 96-3, almost 100%. 87-9 was Stephen Breyer. John Roberts, 78 to 22. Samuel Alito, 58 to 42. Sonia Sotomayor, 68 to 31. Elena Kagan, 63 to 37. Neil Gorsuch, of course, 54 to 45. We've got more from the one and only Horace Cooper right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us. It's 15 after.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
A pretty night, I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to raise my voice, let me testify. A pretty night, cause this is do or die. The time has come to make a choice. And I choose.
Let it move, let it move. Hey, just Just like that, we're back with you, fresh and independent, a little bit hungry sometimes, but hey, look, that's what keeps the blood flowing, I'm telling you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, Horace Cooper over there, and we're talking, of course, what everybody seems to be talking about is Kavanaugh. Again, Horace, I think about Dr. Ford. I mean, here's a woman who obviously has been dealing with some, you know, psychological issues. And she's rediscovering something that happened some 30 years ago. It's kind of sketchy. The story has changed several times, you know, and it has been suggested. Of course, this is the Democrats' game plan because they work this out pretty good, is whenever they're guilty of something, they blame the other party, and the mainstream media carries their water and goes along with the narrative. But, of course, we're finding out, here's the truth, that Dr. Ford herself, the one who wanted to remain anonymous, supposedly, she is the one that leaked the information to the Washington Post. Not even Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein's guilty of sitting on this thing since July. She had the letter. And even to this day, from what I understand, the committee members have not even seen the redacted version, the original version of the letter itself. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, she says she just believes her. Well, I don't even know that there's an indication, if there's been any record whatsoever, that Senator Gillibrand has even had a conversation with Dr. Ford. Just on the mere first, you know, this anonymous letter and this report from the Washington Post and, you know, what's being put out there, she passionately just absolutely, and along with her, others are believing in the court of public opinion. I mean, this is very dangerous.
So I will tell you, it is highly likely that when the letter was first presented to Senator Feinstein's office, it was likely reviewed by the counsel for the minority on the Judiciary Committee. And when they looked at it and understood how limited the amount of information was, and that it was requesting anonymity, the counsel said to Dianne Feinstein and the others, maybe even the minority committee staff, this isn't something that we ought to be associated with.
Right.
And that is the reason this did not go forward. You heard the senator say last week something that sounded a lot like, I wasn't sure it was credible.
Exactly.
She had
exactly.
to walk that back. Mm-hmm. But her own internal office staff likely said, we don't want to go forward with this information. What happened in 1991 is also what is likely attempted to happen in 2018. The mere raising of the allegation was supposed to be sufficient to get the nominee to withdraw. This isn't about who is talented, who is qualified, who is capable, who is distinguished. It is simply about those people who believe that it's the court's job to make sure radical left-wing policy prevails in the United States. Whether Dr. Ford is a part of that or not, I can tell you this, the media that's augmenting this, the members of the United States Senate that are going around promoting this, that is their sole concern, and nothing appears to be a concern about whether or not Dr. Ford has experienced any traumatic experience or needs some help in coming to terms with whatever experience she had. They're not concerned about that.
No, that is going to be trampled on, clearly. And at the end of the day, after all this is all said and done, it is, he said, she said. I mean, she's trying to dictate the terms. She wants, you know, she certainly doesn't want to be in the same room as Kavanaugh. Okay, I understand that. And then she also wants Kavanaugh to go first, which is out of order, is it not, in the legal process generally?
Of course not. Of course that's ridiculous, but I'm not even convinced that Dr. Ford appreciates the nature of the situation that's occurring. Just as we saw with Anita Hill, those who would benefit from the claims that are being made are willing to sacrifice. And in her case with Dr. Ford, the attorney isn't so much concerned about whether or not it's timing is right or the negotiation is right, as much as how do you stall this? Mm-hmm. Their goal is to allow enough time so that you can say, there are three women who are objecting. There are five women who are objecting. Oh, we just discovered this tax lien. Mm-hmm. That's the whole purpose here. Has nothing to do with some fair circumstance. If you've ever observed the hearing process, not just for a nominee, but even for legislation, there would be no reason that the critic of a measure gets to go last and the supporter of the measure is required to go first. It's always been the opposite, whether that's in a courtroom or whether that's in a Senate hearing. And this attempt to divert the conversation is merely a stalling tactic.
And, of course, this has been, Senator Grassley wanted to have her in D.C. To address this. This was as soon as this came out, it was like, and she wanted to come forward. Said, okay, well, let's have you there Thursday, and then we can do the vote on Friday. Oh, no. Thursday's not good. That's not going to happen. So then it was like, okay, we'll come to you. Here's all these concessions. We'll do everything, you know, so that you feel as, you know, you're safe, all these accommodations for you. No, that's not going to work. Well, then we'll do it on Monday. Well, now Monday's not the day, now Thursday. So, to your point, the delays, all this obstructionism that they're doing in the process of due process, in the name of due process, is all being, manufactured by her attorneys.
Also, remember that the conversation that we've seen from Dr. Ford and her supporters doesn't take up a lot of substance.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to have had this conversation with the Senate yesterday, I imagine that it would still probably not even take 10 minutes to present, and there'd be a lot of questions trying to figure out why there's not any substance there.
Right.
So if you say, let's do it Monday, and you haven't gotten any more substance, you find yourself in a real quandary.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of this stall tactic is also to try to find some additional flesh to add to this narrative so that it feels more robust. I don't opine on whether or not something happened. I don't opine on whether or not Dr. Ford feels traumatized. What I do say is that this isn't the appropriate forum, not the appropriate mechanism. This is not the process for how the Supreme Court should operate. In fact, were she to successfully demonstrate her claim, there wouldn't be any reason why you couldn't go forward with impeachment proceedings in January or February.
Exactly.
The left knows this.
Mm-hmm.
And they therefore understand that the only way is to seek a withdrawal, not figure out a way to stop the vote from happening.
Well, it would seem if the FBI, which the FBI has already vetted Judge Kavanaugh on six different occasions, and this isn't anything that FBI is supposed to pick up anywhere, it's out of their purview.
Yes.
Isn't the purview, doesn't it belong to Maryland, where the offense supposedly took place?
Yeah, if this were to be investigated, that's the way this process should work. And if, in fact, that is something that Dr. Ford wants, then that's what you do. The law enforcement community generally doesn't embrace or open up an investigation when there is no person who's filing a complaint.
Exactly. Horace Cooper on mishandling the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and co-chair of the Project 21 Advisory Board. Horace, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thanks for having me on.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several people being treated for injuries after they were slashed at a daycare center run out of a house in Queens, New York, early this morning. Police indicating there are at least six victims and a woman is in custody. The female suspect in her 50s was found hiding in the basement of the home with self-inflicted wounds to her wrist, according to police. They say none of the injuries is said to be life-threatening. No word on whether any of those injured were children. There's no motive known yet for why a 26-year-old woman shot and killed three people and wounded three others before killing herself at the Rite Aid Distribution Center in Aberdeen, Maryland yesterday. Harford County Executive Barry Glassman on the latest workplace shooting.
Which is becoming a too often occurrence, not only in Harford County, but in the country.
USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Fully known and loved by you, you won't let go home, no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other.
Here we are at the intersection of faith and politics. Bill Martinez here. By the way, don't forget, I've got the Blu-ray and DVD of God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness to give away. David A.R. Was kind enough. David A.R. White was kind enough to drop us off a plethora of DVDs that we can hand out. So all you got to do, send me your name, your address, okay? Email it to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be put in the hoppa. We'll put you in the hoppa, draw your name out, and shazam, just like that, the Blu-ray DVD on its way to you, okay? First come, first serve, so get them in there right away. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Kendra Arnold joins us now, Chief Counsel for FACT, an organization dedicated to promoting accountability as well as ethics and transparency in government and civic arenas. She clerked for the Honorable Gail Nelson Vogel of the Iowa Court of Appeals, later became an attorney for the court as a whole, has worked on over 300 appellate cases, and is a member of the Iowa Bar Association. Kendra, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Well, there is so much to this Kavanaugh, you know, saga that continues. I mean, it's really shameful on so many levels. You know, the Democratic operatives are just absolutely unhinged to the point. And I got to imagine most of our audience is not aware of the bribing of Senator Collins that's been taking place. Explain to our audience what's going on.
Well, we have three political groups. Two PACs and a 501c4 organization who created a crowdfunding website. Currently, they've raised over $1.3 million. And they're using that $1.3 million to essentially bribe Senator Collins. Mm-hmm. So they are saying that if she votes no on Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation, then they won't do anything with that money. But if she votes yes, then they are going to pay it to her competitor in the next election. And this, just on its face, I think everyone feels is wrong, but it's wrong because it is bribery under the law. There's a reason why we don't see political donations offered or promised on the basis of one vote, and that is because it's illegal bribery.
Right. So why is this being allowed to be perpetrated here?
Well, that's our question, and we went to the Department of Justice with this and you know, basically spelled out the statute says, you know, whoever promises, offers or promises a public official to give anything of value to another person with the intent to influence an official act, that's the bribery statute. And so this clearly falls within that, and we are trying to get them to act to investigate these three groups for bribery.
Well, and this is the thing that, you know, we understand in certain ways, you know, I mean, there's due process that takes place, right? And being an attorney and a judge, you understand and respect the due process. But unfortunately, in today's environment, we have the court of opinion. So due process and the whole idea of innocent until proven guilty, that presumption is out the door now. Pretty scary.
Yes, it is scary. And, you know, obviously, as an attorney, I think that with every case, we should evaluate the facts. Everyone should get their day in court, and due process is, you know, the threshold of our democracy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, we even have senators on display that are not honoring the process at all. I mean, you have Senator Kirsten Gillibrand making statements that were quite inflammatory. I mean, she hasn't even, to the best of my knowledge, I don't even know she's had a conversation with Dr. Ford. But she's convinced she's telling the truth. Only because of this comparison that, you know, she welcomes an FBI investigation, is calling for one, and in her terms, that if you call for an FBI investigation, then you're innocent. Forget about process. It's just on the surface if you do that. Because by comparison, Judge Kavanaugh is not calling on an FBI investigation upon himself. He must be guilty. I mean, this is like crazy circular mislogic, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think what we're seeing is that the law has been distorted or thrown out and, you know, things are being used for political purposes. I mean, that does happen often. And, you know, we see the law, you know, arguments made on media shows. We see different things happening that doesn't exactly square with the law. And it does seem that the politicians use things for political purposes all of the time.
Mm-hmm. But aren't you held accountable when you are an attorney, even though you may be a politician? Should you not be held to the ethical standard because of what, you know, the oath you've taken as an attorney? Or suddenly you get a get out of jail card and you get to be an idiot because now you're a senator?
Oh, absolutely not. I will say that all of us attorneys, we are, as long as you're licensed with the bar, you are still subject to the ethics rules for attorneys, for, and the jurisdiction in which you're licensed is the one that is responsible for enforcing those rules for each attorney.
You see, what I'm concerned about here, Kendra, is the vitriol that's out there. I mean, it's you know, you get opinionators, it's one thing, mainstream media, that sort of thing. But when you have people in the Senate, you know, like Cory Booker the other day, you know, claiming that he was violating, and he was just sitting there like some little brat kid telling daddy, well, you know, hey, I want you to know I defied you, and I'm willing to take the consequences. Well, in actuality, he didn't defy, but yet he put it out there as if he did, like he was having some Spartacus moment, as he called it. But, you know, it's like, wait a minute, how shameful, number one, and how unethical. And again, there should be standards within the Senate, you know, to draw the line to say, wait a minute, you know, we're unhinged here. I mean, this thing is, and it's unfortunate what has happened to Judge Kavanaugh, this whole process. We haven't seen anything like this since, you know, the Clarence Thomas hearing. Some of the things got out of hand, you know, along the way with Gorsuch, I understand, because of the Garland case and all this. But, it's, we're rising to levels, and I say rising, we're almost lowering to levels that are just, they're indecent and incivil, and then we claim that we want civility.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is something that we, you know, our organization is just, I mean, we're frustrated with, because it seems like the ethics rules don't apply. Congress constantly has a different standard that they apply to themselves. Mm-hmm. The ethics rules seem as an afterthought or something that they don't even consider. And in the context of the sexual harassment, sexual assault cases, we saw that last year too. So Congress had a completely different standard that they applied to themselves. And they entered into all these secret settlements and allowed...
Which we still don't know about them, right?
We still don't know about all of them. But the thing that angered me was that a few of them that became public, we had congressional members out there saying, oh, this is awful, this person needs to resign and go away and everything else. And that's great, except at the same time, they were hiding and continue to hide numerous congressional members who entered into these settlements, and they won't make them public. And so it's a very two-faced, if you will. You know, they use the ones that are public in order to attack a person, except they won't even, they obviously don't actually care about the issue because they won't release the names of the other ones.
So, as we know, D.C. is known for leaking. So it's one of those things, almost like in the era of J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI with all his files that he had to hold over these people. So things are being held over these legislators to make sure they toe the line, potentially.
Yes, you know, that is one of the concerns, is that without transparency, we don't know what's happening. And so it is something that could be used negatively against a congressional member, and we wouldn't know that. It's also not fair because it is our tax dollars paying for those.
Oh, yeah, by the way. Well, I'm concerned, yeah. I'm concerned, Kendra, and you as an attorney, if it happens Monday, Thursday, whatever, if there's this hearing and she participates in that, it's already been set up that you've got these angry white men from the GOP side are going to interrogate this woman who has been mentally strained already. Boy, this is a landmine, and I think it could end up really blowing up in everybody's face. I mean, this is Anita Hill one more time. You think we'd learn by now, right?
You would think we have, and this whole process is not fair to anyone. It's not
exactly
fair to her. It's not fair to Judge Kavanaugh. The way that these politicians have used this is not right.
Good news. You are not stuck with your health care plan. Really. You have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others too, and it's people who love to save money. Big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Get to Kohl to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl. Select styles offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl.com for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. not just making our mark, but making a difference, now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece. And you open up my heart.
Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Let's talk about the power of forgiveness, okay? Wow. We often talk about forgiveness, and it really is, on so many levels, it is a remedy to so much, and there is a reason for it. When you think that Jesus said the two most important, you know, when he was asked, what's the most important commandment? Of all the bazillion commandments we're dealing with today, what's the most important? He says, actually, there's two. You know, you want to love God, right? And you want to love man. So there's that horizontal relationship with man and that vertical relationship with God. And it is so important to have that horizontal relationship. I am convinced of this. Learned, as I tell my kids, it is, through experience that preference is defined. And we've learned enough that if we go around being too ornery and not forgiving, as somebody said, it's like drinking poison and hoping the other person will die, right? You've heard that time and again. Well, here to talk more about it is a counselor from Focus on the Family. George Danke joins us now. George, boy, I'll tell you, I appreciate you coming on to talk about this because especially in the culture that we live in today, there is a lot of vitriol, a lot of contention going on. And I got to imagine the father is rather grieved right now to look down upon his children and see them at such odds with themselves.
Bill, you couldn't have said it better. I believe God's heart breaks because of our determination to hang on to old wounds. And as you said, it's like drinking poison, hoping the other person dies. We are the ones that die a little bit, day by day by day, as we refuse to release people to forgive so that we can heal.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even, to the point that God says, look, if you have aught with your brother, don't come to me. Mm-hmm. Don't bring your sacrifice. Don't bring your offering to me. Go settle things up with your brother. Then, in a sense, what God is telling us, then I can hear your prayers, then I can help you out. But if you're going to be so ornery, that you're not going to forgive your brother, then you're just going to, you know, I vision, you're out there in Kadesh Barnea. Remember the children of Israel when in the Old Testament, they kept circling the palm trees out there because they weren't getting the message. They weren't learning the lesson. So suddenly God says, okay, we're transported to Kadesh Barnea. We're going in circles out in the desert and trying to figure this out in and of ourselves, but it's just we're too ornery. We don't want to let go of those things that are holding us back. And God is real clear, and it's pretty simple. He's given us the prescription. So as my kids used to say, why don't you just do what God says?
Wise children.
Yes.
There's a quote by Reverend Robert Hagedorn. Really great. When I was first ordained as a priest, I believed that over 50% of all of the problems were at least in part due to unforgiveness. After 10 years in ministry, I revised my estimate and maintained 75 to 80% of all health, marital, family, and financial problems come from unforgiveness. Now, after more than 20 years in ministry, I have concluded that over 90% of all problems are rooted in unforgiveness.
Boy, that is a powerful number, but when you really think about it and give yourself a Salem moment on that issue, it's hard to argue that, is it not?
It is difficult. It is difficult. Mm-hmm. I think of there's a great story you're familiar with, the Corrie Ten Boom,
mm-hmm.
and she was speaking on forgiveness at a church. The service is over. People are leaving. And a gentleman walks up to her, and he says, "You mentioned Ravenbrook in your walk. I was a guard there."
Mm.
She recognized him, even as he recognized her.
Right.
He said, "I've become a Christian. I wanted to come and ask for your forgiveness." Mm. And she said, just this cold chill went through me. Everything in her wanted to strike out, but at the same time, the Lord is speaking to her and saying, "You've been teaching it, now you need to do it." And just one short little quote from her, "And still I stood there with the coldness clutching my heart." But forgiveness is not an emotion, and I knew that too. Forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart. That is a great quote.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, and sometimes you don't know that you're harboring for you. This is what's so mm-hmm. diabolical about it. You mm-hmm. don't know until you're confronted with the perpetrator, in this particular case with Corrie Ten Boom, and I am familiar with that story. You know, it was something that was packed away, but it's like in a software, because most people understand, because we have computers today, it's having an operating system that it just goes round and round, but every time it hits that point, you know, it kind of like a shank in golf, you know, you just, all of a sudden your life is shanked, and it just, okay, and then you get by, and then, you know, you move on until the next time that you go through it, and you just, but with it's almost like each time that you go over, you just, you know, callous it up a little bit, and it's not quite so evident, but it almost becomes put away in the subconscious, but it doesn't mean that it's not operating in your life today, right?
Excellent point. It is so very, very true. I think I'm okay until I see Bob walk into the room, and then all of a sudden, this emotional push, it's like getting caught in a riptide, mm-hmm. and it drags you out to places you don't even want to go. You're fighting for your breath, and the Holy Spirit is saying, "I've forgiven you. You need to forgive him."
Exactly. And the other thing that I've found, George, is that, you know, like operating software, is once you allow that unforgiveness, that's an operating software that is operating within your subconscious, and it attracts anything else that comes to that, it kind of adheres to it. And so you start mounting up other unforgiveness points to where, you know, like you say, it's being pronounced in disease and in other dysfunctions and uncomfortabilities within our own humanity and our own biology.
It's true. I mean, science, pure science, proves your point, because it's a downward spiral. The more I determine not to forgive, the more locked up I become, and it does affect my body.
Mm.
Very well, true.
You have an interesting story about gospel singer Kirk Franklin, and it comes to point because we're, you know, of course, he was involved in the special video for God's Not Dead, which, you know, I was telling David A.R. White, it chicken skins me to hear his version. He goes, well, I've never heard that. He said, it's just goosebumps of whatever you want to call them. But Kirk Franklin is, you know, wow, he's just touched us so much and so deep with his talent. But he tells an incredible story. Share that with our audience, if you would.
Yeah, it was really interesting. When his mother conceived him, he was adopted out immediately. So he has rejection from mom, rejection from dad, and he states that his father contacted him anonymously. Just this guy he's never known contacts him and says, "I've got 3 to 6 months to live," and he has lived his life, Kirk, with such anger. He actually uses the word, he says, I hated my dad.
Wow.
I hated him. And I use that hate to motivate me to be a better dad, which unfortunately did not work out because the problems that he has with his son became generational. And so dad is dying, and the Holy Spirit is speaking to his heart and saying, you have to make this thing right. So he goes out to his dad. And there's a great picture in that article of him kissing his dad on the forehead, and extending forgiveness.
Right.
And he says, quote, left never before feeling good enough to this very day. He hated his dad so much that it affected him. He said, I never felt like I was good enough. I never felt like I could be the man that God wanted me to be. And yet here's this guy, incredible talent, and he says, it's painful, it's a process, and he was willing to enter into that process and receive healing in his own heart. Not only did he bless his dad, but more importantly, he was released from a prison that had held him for so many years.
Can you imagine that? That's incredible. And we hear stories like that all the time, George. I'm sure you do as well.
Mm.
Of course, on the big screen, we're seeing this with the story of Louis Zamperini and, you know, this new movie, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. You know, and he finally got to that point. But it was after coming into relationship with Jesus Christ that he could forgive his perpetrators. He actually went and met with them, but the one, you know, iconic figure, the bird, as he's called, he never met, and the bird never, according to his son, never wanted to meet Louis and could care less about any kind of forgiveness that Louis had, but this was something that Louis had to do, at least between him and God and in his own heart, to let that bitterness go. And here's a man that was being eaten up by alcohol and PTSD and other issues of his life, and look at his testimony and what he's left behind as a result. What a stellar example of you know, forgiveness for us to hold on to as well. George Stankey from Focus on the Family. He is a counselor there. George, we appreciate the insight and your time. Thank you, sir.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Bacon lovers, we ship.